I'm working with a Texas congressman, Nathaniel Moran. He is a Republican from Tyler, Texas. Actually, I used to do the weather in Tyler, Texas about 25 years ago. And so, you know, I've gotten to know him. He's a really good legislator. And so we need to make sure that it isn't just people in the city that have the access to the sirens, that have access to the data. We have to make sure that farmers and small communities and small hometowns have the ability to take the data and make good decisions. And this right here, this bill that we had worked on before this tragedy happened, would help. Look, I think that what we need to do with weather tragedies like this is very similar to what we do in the aviation community, where if there is a plane crash, the NTSB goes out and looks at every piece of what happened. They analyze it. It may take some time to come back, but then we need to understand how that tragedy happened so it doesn't happen again. We have to change. We have to innovate. We have to analyze. That's what we need for weather disasters. And so that's something that not only it's just my idea, but that's meteorologists across the board in the National Weather Service. We need to go back and we need to look at where was the failure here without pointing fingers. You know, that was the first thing that really kind of put a bad taste in my mouth. You know, even when people right at the beginning were blaming the president, and we don't know that. We don't know that cuts at the National Weather Service caused anybody to lose their life. We don't know. Actually, the National Weather Service office was fully staffed. So we shouldn't point fingers until we know. But that's my point. We need to make sure that there is a proper investigation, and then we go back to make sure that this doesn't happen again.